This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I took lessons. I believe in being an educated idiot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do very much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. I'll wait. Go ahead. You want to go up there and, you know, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I'll let you know what's going on with the show, what we're selling, what we're doing. And, you know, if you don't want the email, if you just don't want to be irritated with all that information, I can send you a text message. And you can sign up for text messages by texting TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Not that hard, right? You don't need to be a brain surgeon to figure that one out. And you know what? Everything tastes better with a TRS coffee mug. I'm telling you. If you don't think so, there's something wrong with your taste buds. I don't know what to tell you. I don't guarantee taste buds. But I'm telling you, I like the coffee better in my TRS mug. So head up there. Check out the show. Give me your email address. Come on. I need some action from you. You got to do something. And also, click on the donate button. Look, it is not free to put the show on. We gotta have money to keep the, you know, Cody drinks a boatload of coffee. Coffee's very expensive. Gotta have as much coffee as humanly possible. So, and I drink a lot of coffee too. And you tired of seeing me in these shirts? Need some money so I can buy more shirts. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get at it. So apparently, and I always love this stuff. Apparently the we have some woke. Is that, that's proper terminology, right? Woke? Yeah, thank you. So we have some woke students, which I don't really understand. I thought we were woke when we get up in the morning. But who have just learned that illegals get in-state tuition. And somebody says, like, you know what? I have a daughter that lives out of state. My son came back here from Washington State. And they lived here all their lives. They went to school here. Their first few jobs, obviously, they paid taxes here. They come back here. They don't get in-state tuition. They're not legal residents. Let that sink into your head. However, come across the border, get settled in, get some new clothes, get medical care, get your food stamps, and get in-state tuition. And most of that is picked up by the state. California's community college program, you get the first year school for free. So you can decide whether this is for you or not. You get to waste our tax money deciding whether this is for you or not. Seriously. God. And it just gets worse. All right, let's check them out. I love these guys. This is Campus Reform. You know I love these people. And I love what they do. They got it together. So let's see. This will be, if I can find the mouse, where the heck did the mouse go? Oh, there it is. These are students that have now figured out that illegals are getting a better deal than they are.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at UNLV with our friend Mike A. talking to students about in-state tuition for illegal immigrant students. Currently 18 states offer that policy. Will people here think it's fair? Let's find out. There are 18 states in America where in-state tuition is automatically offered to students that are here illegally. What's your thought on that? Is that surprising?
For real? That's not just like a... Really?
18 states.
That's a bunch of states, too.
Do you think that's fair?
No, not at all. And they're not even citizens, right?
Correct.
So what's the...
That's disappointing, I think, because I did quite a bit to earn my college.
What do you get for, like, living here all your life legally instead of, like, coming in here illegally? I don't know. I don't think that's fair.
That's crazy. It's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So do you think that's fair?
Well, I mean,
he just
obviously
said no.
Not, but at the same time, like, the whole system already is, like, a little jacked up anyways.
Let's say I went to California and they came here from here as well. I'm like, why do they get to be paid? Why do they get to pay less while I get to pay more? I guess that's how I'm looking at it.
I honestly, I try to stay out of politics because I'm going to get angry over it anyways. So I really try to stay out of it.
What if you went to another state school and you had to pay out-of-state tuition, but someone else that was there was getting in-state tuition, a discount just for being illegally there?
I'd be kind of angry, just a little. Because, I mean, I wanted to go to Florida, but then I was like, it's expensive. And if someone can get, like, in-state tuition and I can, that's kind of...
It's not kind of. It's terrible. And it's not right. And it's disgusting. And I can go on and on and on with it. Again, just take it from a simple standpoint. She just made the point for me. If you move from Washington State to California, you've got to wait, I think it's 6 months, in some places it's a year, before you're considered a resident of that state. You have to change your driver's license, you have to change your car registration, you have to do all these things. For what reason? I think you should just go ahead and register for school, go, yo, my name is Jose, and I'm here illegally. Why go through all that other work? I mean, think about how asinine this is. This is just so wrong in so many ways. But you'll never, and I don't mean kind of, sort of, I mean you'll never get anybody on the left to agree.
You know.
Like, I couldn't go to those states and pay in-state. So I feel like it should be equal for everyone if that's going to be the rule.
So you think we should, the government shouldn't be picking losers and winners, they should do it with that policy?
No, it should be equal, at least if you're going to have immigrants, then there should be no reason that me as a citizen should be able to. That makes no sense.
Why would it seem unfair?
Because I guess they're not here legally. And then, like, the people that are here...
Okay, he gets -5 points for saying like so often. What do you think? You with me on that? Go over to your host. We'll do more of this on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
I'm Joe Mastig, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for taking time to listen and pay attention and be involved with, be part of the show. I really do appreciate your time. And head up to the website, realside.com. Sign up for our email blast. Goes out once a week. Come on, people. You can get this together. Goes out once a week, not a big deal. You don't like it, you can always stop it. You can always, kill your subscription, whatever the heck it's called when it comes to emails. And if that doesn't work for you, you can always ask for information via text message. The way you do that is you text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And if all that doesn't work for you and you just don't care, send me money. That's right, there's also a donation button on the website. All right, let's get back to it. So, apparently, students, who I jokingly refer to as now being woke, in New Jersey, find out that illegal immigrants are getting in-state college tuition. And kids or in-state kids that just moved there, maybe moved from another state, they're not getting the same treatment. And they're not happy about it. But, you know, it's equality for all, right? Maybe.
That are here legally, like, I guess, deserve it more?
And those costs have to be recouped in some way, I think, with the people who actually pay full tuition.
It's like the government saying, we're going to pick winners and losers.
Favorites. And I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to pick favorites here. All right, cool.
So just being a legal citizen, I pay my taxes. You know, I pay my fair share, right? You know, I'm a college student, and I have to put my investment in. And someone else who comes here, you know, perhaps illegally or anything of the sort, I mean, that doesn't seem fair.
Because there's people that live...
It isn't fair. It's not that this doesn't seem fair. I say the same thing all the time. I've been living in California for, I don't even know, too many years to begin with. Over 30 years, I think, at this point. And pay taxes here, whether it's, you know, let me do the illegal, the people who support illegals, right? I pay taxes here. So even if I didn't pay a nickel in state tax, I pay sales tax. Because that's what they always say. Well, they're buying stuff, so they're paying taxes. Okay, good. I'm paying taxes too. So I pay taxes here. When my kids were going to school here, I pay taxes. I pay taxes for their schools. I pay taxes when I bought their clothes, when I bought their books. You know what I'm saying? And then they come back. They want to finish school here. They want to hang out at dad's house. And they get out-of-state tuition fees? Really? Where does that make sense in that equality-minded mind of the left?
They're all their life. And they get charged in state.
What was like your dream school you wanted to go to?
I applied all over. Like I know I did Columbia, Stanford, Claremont McKenna, stuff like that. Yeah. Okay.
Was the pricing one of the things that kind of like stopped you from going there?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Out of state pricing?
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe if you were allowed to pay the in-state tuition, it would have been helpful?
Yeah, definitely would have applied to probably different places.
Would you have maybe gone to a school out of state if you know the pricing was roughly the same or less?
I mean, it was definitely a factor. Price was a big factor with other ones, but that was one of the top factors.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Thanks so much for watching.
You know, and they've got a lot of great videos there, Campus Reform does. And you want to head over there because, again, like I said, I love using their stories. I love using their stuff. It's really great. So, you know, again, here's the information where this is why the left is so afraid when we inform some of these young people as to what's going on, when we get our hands on these young people. Because when they get information, look, as much as I like to make fun of them, they make some pretty good decisions when they have the information they need. You know, I mean, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look at, all right, you got, there's some of the stuff that I'm looking at right now. I just want to puke all over myself. Ball State University says it's going to offer a 15-credit hour class during the fall of 2019 titled, ready for this one? All right, guys, you ready? Rape Culture in the Age of Me Too, which students can then substitute for similar courses they need to graduate. Well, I don't know what similar courses are, but the course, which is being offered through a Virginia Ball Center for Creative Inquiry, is titled Rape Culture in the Age of Me Too. The course will be taught by English professor Jill, again, look, I have no problems with female professors, but I really think it's funny, though, when it comes to rape culture, when it comes to white masculinity or any of that stuff, why is it always taught by a female studies professor? You know, I can't talk about abortion because I don't have ovaries. Why should you be able to talk about maleness when you don't have the parts and pieces? She says the coursework will consist of two main components. Crispin told Campus Reform that the types of courses students are able to substitute with Me Too courses vary. For example, a student may choose to fill all of their required electives with the 15 credit hours of an English major. I mean, really? So we don't have to take essay writing courses because we're going to learn about rape culture in the age of Me Too. Now, when we learn about rape culture in the age of Me Too, let me ask you a question. Are we also going to do this in such a fashion or in a way to where we call out the white women that allowed Weinstein to get away with what he did? I mean, I'm curious. Or is it just going to be the white guy known as Weinstein as being one of the kickoffs to the Me Too? What about all the women that were around these people that allowed this to happen? What about the women that were taken advantage of and kept allowing it to happen? I'm just curious. I don't see, this is the stuff I sit back and think about. I go, well, okay. How are you going to fill that in? How are you going to make that happen for real? What students will do, according to the course description, is collect stories of rape culture on campus in order to produce a pilot podcast that synthesizes and contextualizes these narratives. Students will also create a report of their findings for presentation at the 2020 Midwest Safety Community Summit. You know, how about we talk about the Me Too movement as it pertains to, I don't know, Hollywood, filled with left liberal lunatics who want to tell you and your kids, tell you how to raise your children, they want to tell you how to live your life while they're sexually assaulting the women around them and telling you that women deserve a fair shake. Delusional. Just delusional. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats are up in arms after a controversial comment by Attorney General William Barr at his Senate hearing.
The chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi isn't holding back in her criticism of Attorney General William Barr after he suggested that the FBI may have conducted surveillance on the 2016 Trump campaign.
I think there's a spying did occur.
Speaking to reporters at a House Democrats retreat in Leesburg, Virginia, Pelosi says it appears Barr is protecting the interests of the president.
He is the Attorney General of the United States of America, not the Attorney General of Donald Trump.
The IRS didn't meet the deadline set by the Ways and Means Chairman to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says they need more time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I think that's Barry Manilow. And even if it isn't, oh, God, he needs to retire. Barry, go relax. Enjoy yourself. You know? I mean, seriously. Even with all that face work, go relax. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks again for being with us. Thanks again for just joining us, having some... I hope you're having some fun. I'm having some fun with me. Hopefully you are too as well. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of it all. Okay, I'm done. No, I mean, I'm done with the stupid story. No, I mean, look, we're going to swap classes for Me Too to learn about Me Too. I'd love to know what they're teaching about Me Too. What are you going to teach them? That it's mostly rich, white, Democrat males that are taking advantage of women, and that it's mostly Democrat women in Hollywood that are allowing it to happen? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for hanging in. Now, this one should make you throw up and or go away. I don't know which. Apparently now... Oh, God. California is going to recycle water from sewers to water taps. Think about this. So they're going to take your sewer water, all that dirty, disgusting stuff, and they're going to try to clean it and then send it for your drinking water. Now, the problem with this is that with all the rains we had and everything we had to do, we still haven't. With all that... tax money they've taken from us, we still haven't built the waterways or ways to collect the water and get it into our reservoirs so we can have clean rainwater to drink, for easier to clean that up. And then what they do with the spillways afterwards, they take that water, there's so much of that heading to the ocean. So we take that nice fresh water provided by God or Mother Nature, if you prefer, and we send that in California into the ocean, and then we scream about drought. Go figure that one out. So, since we can't figure out how to fix that, we don't have the brain power to make that work, we're now going to go, well, hey, you know, there's all kinds of water going through the sewers, and it's water we already use, so it's water we already have, so we'll just filter it, we'll clean it, and we'll send it back to the consumer. So what if it has a yellowish-brown tint to it? Who cares? Anyway, the regulations specify the percentage of recycled water that can be added and how long it must reside there before being treated again. You got to love these people. You know what it is? They're drinking bottled water, so they don't care. That's what it's got to be. Type of indirect portable use. Potable use. It's not treated recycled water that goes directly to someone's house. It's highly treated before it goes out. Now, Baraja said that San Diego is the leading state in infrastructure to begin carrying an out-of-sewer-to-reservoir operation. Oh, my. That'll be exciting. California has 36 main reservoirs. And Baraja said that the decision would potentially affect all of them. But it's unclear how long that could take. Now, the regulations are in place, but as usual in California, the infrastructure is not. Now they decided to do this after they started looking at things over the last 2 years and seeing where we were in our water situation. Right? They had a quote-unquote independent review done, scientific review, and they're guided by a panel of experts, probably the same ones they use for climate change, that determined the regulations adequately protect public health. It's also the latest effort to develop uniform rules for allowing more use of recycled water to supplement existing drinking water. Oh, God. You know, somebody just said in the chat room that we should invest in desalinization plants. You know what? No question about it, but here's the problem. First of all, some of you familiar with California know that we have Catalina Island and a few other islands right off the coast. They do use desalinization plants for those places. They claim that the energy needed to make that happen is just, there's way too much energy, way too much use, and taxes the environment too much. I mean, humans dying because they don't have enough water, man, not a big deal. That doesn't tax the environment. Actually, it's better for the environment because they don't draw from it. I'm just loving this. State Water Board, though, is also working on regulations for direct portable use, in which treated recycled water is added directly into a drinking water system. That way nobody knows. It kind of all mixes together. This should happen by 2023, probably the year before we'll be gone out of here. Because there's a lot of things I can put up with. I am not putting up with somebody else's brown water going into my system for my drinking water. No, thank you. Now this is the thing. This is California's famous for this. They're calling it the California Water Action Plan. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Who wouldn't want an action plan for water? Although I don't know exactly what the action might be. Well, we do now, but I mean, if you were to read that, you'd say, well, everybody wants an action plan for water. Everybody wants clean water. Just nuts. And not just nuts, but in California. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I love this one too. What's her name? I can't get her name right because I don't really even care about her. Lori, what is it? Thank you. There you go. Lori, she's now, like, freaking out. You know why? Apparently she thought this was a scene from a sitcom. She thought the DA was just fooling around. She didn't think he was serious about jail time and all that stuff. You know, again, when she went into court, she had that big smile on her face. And she had that smile on her face because she thought it was a game. She thought it was a joke. She thought it was a funny as to what she was doing. And so now can you imagine sitting with her attorney and him looking at her and going, okay, Lori, I don't know how to put this to you. You're going to jail. Okay, the guy's smiling because he thinks he's got this thing wrapped up and you're going to jail. What are you smiling about? She's got a second charge coming after her. She is now regretting agreeing to plead guilty along with 13 other parents charged with this. She said that it stemmed from her apparent nonchalant attitude towards the case. You know, the prosecutor got irritated with the way she felt. You know, I heard that when she was going to the court, she thought it was a red carpet event. Now, she's been in complete denial, and she thought that maybe she should skate by. She refused to accept any jail time and thought the DA was bluffing. She was adamant that she wouldn't do any jail time. Now, notice, it's the U.S. District Attorney that's prosecuting the case, not a local DA. Whole different animal. Whole different mindset. The identified source also said that she is finally realizing just how serious this is. And that once she found out that she may have to do jail time, she started freaking out. Right? She's 54, her husband's 55. How much time is he going to get? Now, they paid about $500,000 in bribes to get their children accepted in the University of Southern California. You know, here's the other fun thing about all this, right? Just donate. I said it the other night. Why don't you just donate the money to the school? You donate the money to the school, they're going to be excited. And they're going to bring you in, and everything's going to be wonderful. You do it this way, now you look like the jackwagons you really are. Okay? Now you look like those people that really believe that money can buy anything. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation. Next hour, should you be around, we're going to have Shmonia. Oh, that's really good. Sonia Schmidt will be on with us. And in the past, she has she guest-hosted, co-hosted the show with me from time to time. And we'll talk more about her on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
And options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved. Please be engaged. Please do something. And again, the craziness that's going on a daily basis, on an hour-by-hour basis, in this country, in the news cycle. And you wonder why we're laughing? Well, you know, some of you don't wonder. If you listen to this show, you never wonder why we're the laughingstock of the global community. For those who believe in a global community, they're petrified of Donald Trump. For others who don't, who are okay with nationalism and the true meaning of nationalism, it's all good. We get it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, one of the things I love to say, everybody talks about hate speech and how do you regulate hate speech and what have you. My problem is, what is hate speech? Who's going to decide? Is it going to be a panel? Who's going to take up that panel? Is it going to be like a Supreme Court kind of thing? Who gets to appoint to it? What is hate? I mean, I said it earlier in the show. We are the only country on the face of this planet that has a constitution that guarantees us freedom of speech. That means if I want to look at Donald Trump in the face and tell him what a piece of work I think he is and how bad he is and all this, or tell him, doesn't matter what I want to say to a government official, I have a right to do that without being shot, put in jail, or persecuted. And who are the only people that want to squelch it? Who wants to push it down? Who wants to stop it? The Democrats. So Ted Cruz at one of the hearings was talking about free speech. And he asked a very simple question of the people of Twitter. Is Mother Teresa... I love this. Is Mother Teresa hate speech? Really that simple.
We know that Senator Blackburn's post was pulled down. Let me ask a comparable question, because it's not just political, it's also ideological. There have been multiple instances of, in particular, pro-life groups being disfavored. For example, here is a tweet that says, abortion is profoundly anti-women, and it's a quote from Mother Teresa. And this tweet was blocked. Now it is fairly remarkable that Mother Teresa is now deemed hate speech. Do either of you agree with the proposition that Mother Teresa is...
Now, he's talking to some of the upper echelon at Twitter. He's not talking to a field rep for Twitter.
Issuing hate speech? Is this hate speech?
Hey, Frank, answer the question. No, you answer the question.
If I could take a step back from that, I believe that that account is from the Susan B. Anthony list.
Correct.
And Susan B. Anthony is currently an advertiser in good standing on our platform. Last promoted.
Mr. Manager, you're very good at not answering questions. Is this hate speech?
Every tweet has context behind it, and every decision that's made has context.
Tweet. There's no more context.
I can tell you that we have actioned accounts on both sides of this.
Do you guys ever hear a record when it's played backwards? That's what he sounds like.
Debate, including tweets by pro-choice groups who have said that everybody...
Answer the question! Can you just answer the question? Is this hate speech? It's really simple. You don't have to use more than three letters, max. Yes. Or no, not that hard.
Who's pro-life is misogynistic. There are many pro-life groups that advertise on our platforms currently in good standing, and advertisers across the board, whether they're selling...
Nobody asked you about advertising. Nobody asked you how well or how much you had coming in or how good you were doing with your advertising. We know you're doing well. You're making a boatload of money, okay?
Soap. Or NFL sometimes have advertisements that are caught in our systems.
Well,
and the reason why...
Well, and that is an area we'll be following up as well. So I appreciate your saying there are groups on the pro-choice side that you have blocked, and this committee is going to attempt to understand and quantify if there is a disparate treatment or not. If there's not a disparate treatment, that'll benefit Twitter to show that you're being even-handed. The anecdotes we're aware of are consistently on one side of the aisle.
Always. They are consistently on one side. More stuff is pulled, and more stuff. I shouldn't even say that. Almost nothing is pulled down that the left pulls up. And I can keep going back to things like what Farrakhan, when he specifically called Jews termites. Nothing. No outrage. I found it interesting. And yet somebody says something derogatory about a Muslim, and they can't take it down fast enough and take you off the platform for a month. What is that all about? I mean, the simple phrase of that meme was abortion is profoundly anti-woman. And it's a quote by Mother Teresa. There isn't anybody, any 10 people in that room that can hold a finger to Mother Teresa. You know what I'm saying? And yet, they're trying to figure out if something she says is hate speech. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I love you have danced all around the issue. There wasn't a solid answer to that at all. And I wouldn't expect one. At this point, I really just wouldn't expect one. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You can find a lot of this stuff over at MRC TV. You can head over there if you want. Not now, later on. MRC TV. And you see a lot of that stuff up there. You know, another one of my favorite guys. I should say one of my favorite guys. I don't mean that. Another one, you know, when you talk about MSNBC and how they deal with stuff, you can't get much further left than they are. And they try to sound centrists. Right? I mean, listen to them talk. Listen to the questions they ask. They try to sound like, you know, centrists and how smart that they're. MSNBC's Chris Hayes calls Omar one of the most consistent voices for human rights in the Middle East. Now, this is proof positive that we work out of two different dictionaries. This is proof positive that most of the guys over at MSNBC smoke crack. I don't know how you come up with this kind of mindset. So Hayes tweeted on Tuesday that Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar is one of the most consistent voices for human rights in the Middle East. Well, human rights, see, he's right. He's 100% on. Go ahead, think about this. Let me see if you guys can figure this out. He is 100% on. You know why? Because they don't consider Jews human. So if you don't consider Jews human, then you're a human rights voice. You're calling out for everybody else to do better, to be better for us, to take care of everybody. Then you got a voice for human rights. Not those pigs, and I've heard those termites. Like, these are names that people on the left have given the Jews. Pigs, termites, animals. Isn't it funny that Nancy Pelosi was not upset at all about Jews being referred to as animals, non-humans, but yet when it came to MS-13, she was outraged that anybody would call a human being an animal. And it's like, hello, Nancy, anybody home between the ears there or what? Have you listened to what your people have been saying? Right? And then it was Omar who recently accused the Jews of paying off members of Congress. The same Omar was later reprimanded. Well, she wasn't really reprimanded. That's kind of a lie. Omar, could you just kind of tone it down a bit? Give us a chance to get rolling here. And then Nancy coming out and saying, well, she really didn't understand what she was saying. Oh, she knew what she was saying, Nancy. I think the reality is that half the time you don't understand what you're saying. Anyway. let me see. And it's always, always amazing as to how this is done. You know, how they let them get away with this. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I mean, I got so many of these things. Right? And I'm not going to play this one, but I think this is hilarious. Maxine Waters is grilling a whole bunch of bank CEOs over student loan crisis. The biggest problem, one of the banks, I think this is her husband's. I'm not going to do that story. It's too long and too detailed. But you should grab some of these stories. These people, this is proof positive that they really don't understand. Or matter of fact, I don't think it's that they don't understand. I take that back. They know exactly what they're doing. This is not a matter of not understanding what you're doing or how. This is a matter of actually believing that you have a right to do and that the other people are always wrong and you're above the law because you're so smart. You're so much more righteous than we are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to go take my happy pill. I probably should have to take two. In the next hour, we're going to talk about how hackers attack California DMV voter registration systems. It's just amazing. But we can trust the government, right? With our information. Come and see your host, just to the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.